How to not AI slop. You can usually spot it in the first paragraph, the triple parallel construction, the M dash where a period would do, a phrase like navigate the complex landscape of, hedge after hedge. By the third sentence, the reader's eyes have glazed over and they don't even know why. That's AI slop. And it's not actually about AI, it's about outsourcing the parts of writing that are supposed to be hard. This matters because AI is genuinely useful for writing. The problem isn't the tool. The problem is that most people use it backwards. They ask the model to generate prose and then they edit, which is the one workflow guaranteed to produce slop. The fix is to flip it. What slop actually is, slop is text that's grammatically fine and informationally empty. It has the surface features of writing and sentences, transitions, conclusions, without the substance. It hedges instead of arguing. It abstracts instead of describing. It balances when it should pick a side. It explains the same point three different ways under three different headers. The reader finishes and can't remember a single specific thing. Some specific tells. It's not just X, it's Y construction. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Tricolons everywhere. Lists of three are a real rhetorical device, but AI defaults to them whether or not the content has three things in it. Words like delve, tapestry, harness, unleash, navigate, leverage. Not banned, but if you have three in one piece, you've been caught. The ceremonial conclusion. In conclusion, X is a complex topic that requires careful consideration. This is throat clearing in a dinner jacket, bullet points that should be sentences. Bullets fragment ideas that have causal or logical flow between them, which is most ideas worth writing about. The hedge sandwich. Every claim wrapped in while it's true that. It's important to note, however, ultimately, the slop signature is so consistent that a careful reader can usually tell within a paragraph whether AI was driving. What AI is actually good at, reframe the model from co-writer to research assistant and editor. Specifically, it's good at research and synthesis. Pulling together what a field thinks about something, then telling you who disagrees. You still verify, but the legwork goes from hours to minutes. Stress testing your argument. Paste your draft and ask, what's the strongest objection to this? Where am I hand waving? The model is much better at finding holes than at filling them. Line edits with specific instructions. Cut every hedge in this paragraph. Find sentences over 30 words and shorten them. Where am I using passive voice and shouldn't be? Structural feedback. Does my third section earn its place, or am I repeating section two? Proofreading. It catches typos, tense slips, subject-verb mismatches, the comma after the dependent clause. Notice what's not on the list, writing the actual sentences. That's the part where your voice lives. If you outsource it, the piece will sound like nobody. A workflow that doesn't produce slop. Write the first draft yourself. Badly is fine. Badly is even good. The first draft is where you find out what you actually think, which the model cannot do for you because it doesn't know. Once you have a draft, use the AI to interrogate it. Ask for the weakest argument. Ask what a smart skeptic would push back on. Ask whether your thesis appears in the opening or only emerges by paragraph six. Ask which examples are doing real work and which are filler. Then edit yourself by hand in your own sentences. If the model suggests rewrites, treat them as diagnostics. This paragraph is fixable. Not as does the fix itself. Pasting the model's rewrite is how voice dies. For Polish, use the model as a line editor with narrow instructions. Find every instance where I use really or very and flag it. Mark sentences that start with it is or there are. Specific surgery, not vibes-based polishing. The specificity test. Here's a quick test for whether something is slop. Take any sentence in your draft and ask, could this sentence appear unchanged in an article about a different topic? If yes, it's probably empty. AI is transforming the way we work. Fits anywhere. AI is changing how junior associates draft contracts by surfacing precedent in seconds and getting clause language 70% of the way there. Only fits one place. Slop fails the specificity test almost everywhere. Good writing passes it almost everywhere. The fastest way to de-slop a draft is to go sentence by sentence and replace anything generic with something concrete. A name, a number, a date, an example, an object you can picture. On voice is the thing AI can't give you and won't fake well. Voice is how you sound when you're not trying to sound like anything. It's your weird metaphors, the things you find funny, the arguments you find tedious, the words you use that nobody else uses quite that way. If you let the model write your prose, you'll get its voice, which is the average of every blog post on the internet. The texture goes flat. People can feel this even when they can't articulate it. They just bounce off the piece without knowing why. So keep your hands on the keyboard for the actual sentences. Use the model for everything around them. The slop test isn't whether you used AI. Almost everyone does, eventually. It's whether the piece sounds like a person.